Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
We're back here live on blogtalkradio.com. This is the last presentation for Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Co-host Macho Ghost is back with us. This week.
I am here, yeah. Dr. Johnny Fever, legend, yeah. I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Martez.
Hello.
Hey. What's going on?
Swink is here. The ghost is here. Martez is here. We bid farewell to Turtle at the end of part one, and now we are entering part two of Open Talk 313. The Flash proudly presents the Gorilla Position, Russell talking to D, Smash Point 3, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Ooh, yeah. And we're supposed to be joined by someone we'll mention in a minute, and thank you for all those callers who've been on hold, hopefully enjoying the show. They don't have to listen to music. They get to listen to the show. I don't know which one is worse. But they're still on the line. They have called back. We have restructured everything. We're ready. Steve is here. Steve is not here. Swink, does your Steve alarm go off? Do you see him?
My Steve sense is not tingling, no.
Ooh. I think that might be a good thing. Martez, what do you think? You think Steve is here? Steve is not here?
Yes, Steve. He's not here yet.
That's what we figured, didn't we?
He's big-timing us.
Busy. Anyway, Martez was running it down. We're going to start off this third hour, which is the first hour of the second 2 hours. Abacus, that's Wink. With the double G's. And first we have a man that Martez, you've known for a while. What do you have to say about this next caller? Martez, are you still there?
He's gone quiet.
Martez is
gone.
Martez,
sorry,
are you here?
Yes, I'm here. The microphone was on mute. You would think I would know when to turn my mic on and turn it off, but I'm sorry, my microphone was it was off.
That's all right. I myself, we ran to the green room real quick. We helped ourselves out with some cheese and Dr. Pepper. Swink has a brand new flask of Mountain Dew. It's like three kinds of crackers. We have regular saltines. We got some kind of Triscuit and Ritz. We're ready to go.
Yeah. Let's get into it. Who are we going with first? Are we going with Greg or are we going with Gina first?
I think we'll go with Greg. I know Gina would like to probably talk to Steve as well if he ever shows up.
All right. So do you want to save Gina for when Steve calls in, or you want to just go to her next? Because who knows when Steve is going to call in.
Is Greg ready to go?
Yeah, Greg is ready to go.
Let's bring Greg on. I don't know Greg. This will be interesting.
Hey. What's up, Greg DeMarc?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so pumped. It's cool to be on the Gorilla Position, man. I've been on several shows on this platform on Open Talk Radio, and this is one that I've never been on, but have always been sure to put over, man. The Gorilla Position, with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. And, man, Macho, you are so fucking entertaining, dude. I just can't get enough of you, man. You've kept me laughing for 2 hours now, man. That 2 hours went by so fast. You're an awesome host, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, man, Greg, welcome on. I like Marquez. Why didn't you introduce me to Greg sooner? This is good. Greg, thank you for being on the show. Yeah, and thank you for waiting as long as you did. We appreciate everybody who's waiting, and that just is a testament to how much everybody loves Marquez. Now, Greg, do you love Marquez?
I absolutely love Marquez. It's funny you mention it. I just made a Facebook post sharing the show, proclaiming my love for Marquez, man. I cannot say enough about this guy, the confidence this guy has given me. I came on, you know, with the Southwest Texan, a friend of mine that I met through Detroit Independent Wrestling in Horseland, and, you know, kind of dabbled in it with him and got to know Marquez. We were already Facebook friends, but, you know, really got to know the guy. And I've met him in person, and not only is he not as ugly as you think he is, he's way taller than you think he is, too, actually.
Man!
Oh,
now, I don't
goodness.
Know if I believe that second part, but okay!
Now, I saw a picture of Marquez...
From this past Royal Rumble Detroit Wrestling Connection weekend, and he was standing next to Jessica Elavan there, and I know she goes about 9.5 feet tall. So Marquez must be close to 7 feet from that picture.
Yeah, I think he's like 6'7", actually. But, you know, in wrestling feet and pounds are different. You know what I'm saying?
That's Marquez, right.
He would definitely be billed a 7-footer if he were in WWE, for sure.
I'll take all this, gladly. I'll gladly take all this.
Now, Marquez, Greg was telling us that's how you met. It all goes through the Southwest Texan there. Now, what do you got to say? Now, when I was compiling, we were compiling a list of things. I was not familiar with Greg, and Marquez said, we got to have Greg on here. We've got to put Greg on the list. And I thought, okay, this Greg guy must be pretty cool. First of all, he spent 30 seconds complimenting me, so he's already cool. But Marquez, what's Greg got that you wanted on here so bad that you find him so fascinating and he's such a good friend of yours?
Well, firstly, I had no clue Greg was going to be the superstar that he is. I think Greg, he's very gifted, you know. By the way, he's very articulate, the way he speaks, you know. He knows his stuff. You know, you got to ask the guy anything, and he would know. He's a very, very, very reliable guy. If he say he's going to do something, he's going to do it. You know, me on the other hand, you know, sometimes I back out. You know, but when it comes to Greg, if you ever ask him to do something, he's going to do it. If you ask him to show up to something, he's going to do it. And to go back to the whole podcast, radio stuff, you know, Greg is meant for this business. You know, and I love when I meet somebody that's meant for this business. See, Greg, he has the it factor. You know, some of us we work on. Obtaining the effect, but Greg, I believe he was born with it. You know, I always, and this is not to put me down, but I have to work to get that it. But Greg, he just naturally has it. He has the charisma. He's entertaining, you know. This is the way he speaks. He has the voice for it. So I get excited every time I listen to Greg talk, whether it's on the show or on a regular phone conversation. You know, Greg is my homeboy. You know, I had no idea that I would be this cool with him. So I love Greg just as much as he loved me. And that's a real thing. And I'm not just saying this because we're on this show. I'm not trying to be fake. You know, I love everybody, and I definitely love Greg for sure.
This ended tonight, you know, we've made a lifelong friend. If I don't end up with – if nothing else comes out of this, but that I made a lifelong friend in Marquez, seriously, that, you know, that would be great for me. I can't say enough about the guy. He put me on the producing. He gave me the reins a couple of times. That's why it's funny. It's almost, you know, like you should have just said, well, we had Greg start the show today, because we know if Greg starts the show, it's probably an awkward silence and no theme music. The days that Marquez couldn't be there and I held the reins for the Rated R show. But yep. The last show I did, I actually got it right, man. I had music in, music out. The One Night Only episode with Mr. One Night Only, one of the many awesome guests that we've had, man. And, you know, I'm a local indie guy. Obviously, I'm a fan. We're all fans. We're all in here. The one thing I think that we all have in common is that we're definitely all wrestling fans. And I found local independent wrestling and just fell in love with it. Wrestling don't owe me a thing, but wrestling's been so good to me. I've met so many good friends and been blessed. And through, you know, the grace of God that I'm in the wrestling business. I do commentary for at least 3 different promotions. I own a wrestling ring. I've now rented to 9 different promotions in the area and ones that I am going to be dealing with regularly moving forward, like Horror Slam and the New Edge Pro Wrestling. I'm living a dream out here, man. And I've gotten to meet such cool people, not just wrestlers, but fans and, you know, fellow podcasters. It's just, you know, wrestling has brought us all together, and, you know, my favorite people on social media and, you know, in life have something to do with the wrestling business, and I met most of them through social media or wrestling.
Man, Martez, what do you think? Martez, look at this. Look how you're improving everyone's life here. Look at Greg's got his own wrestling ring. I want to hang out with Greg.
Okay. Yeah, Greg is a wild man. He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy. I can't take credit for that. But I'm happy I was able to impact. And that's what this is all about. It's all about impacting people. You know, being able to deposit things into people's life or pour things into people's life. You know, I think that's my mission in this short life that we live, is just to uplift and empower people and have fun. You know, it's kind of uncomfortable getting all the recognition and all the love, because I just think it's just things that we're supposed to do, uplift and empower people, important to people, because you guys do that for me. And I think we should be able to just help one another. And that's all I ever want to do. And Greg, he's a brother for sure. He tells it like it is. One thing, if he knows I'm getting ready to make a mistake on something, he will call me out, you know, and tell me, hey, you might want to do it this way. That's one thing I love about him, is that he will be straight with me.
Or point out what I foresee going south with something.
yep, absolutely. So you might not always want to hear it, but it's good to receive it, you know. So I 1,000% appreciate Greg the Mark.
Greg the Mark. Now, Greg.
Yep.
Do you have any interesting sounds from what Martez and you have been saying? There's got to be some juicy stories in here somewhere.
Oh, man, the juicy stories. Hey, Martez, the pipe bomb.
What? Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then one of my favorites, which, I mean, if you can hear a black man turning red, when we had the conversation about the best ass in wrestling, I mean, you could just hear. You could hear it.
Martez, I didn't know you held those kind of opinions about the female wrestlers. I did, but I'm pretending I don't.
You know what?
That's the thing is,
to myself,
if you push it far enough, you'll get him where he just has to participate. You know how it is. You hear something, you just have to respond to. Eventually, man, the man will respond.
Yeah, I had to delete that show because that's an image that I have to represent. So that show had to be deleted.
Was that a show footage on the rated R?
Yeah, that part, Macho goes, yeah.
Swink, write that down. Something about Martez and a python. You'll probably want to use that for something later.
That came
out of Chicago, if I remember right. That was after his little Chicago weekend. Oh, we love to give Martez crap, man.
Yeah, they do. That's what I love about doing the shows with you all. You all do give me some crap from time to time, you know.
Now, Martez, you've been saying since you we've been doing shows together, you got to come to Chicago. But it sounds like from what Greg is saying here, you've already had some kind of adventure in Chicago. Is this true?
I've been there, but it's not
he
like
may have dropped a pipe bomb in Chicago.
What?
It was a quick little process. I didn't say anything about it because I wasn't gonna be there long. So it was a quick little trip with my best friend, and that's it, a female. So
what? Now, is he saying python or pipe bomb, or is it the same thing in your life, Martez?
I can't confirm more than that.
What happens in Chicago stays in Chicago.
Listen,
man,
there wasn't any
right?
drilling going on. All right, we might have to move on from this conversation.
Yeah, I'm crawling around here. I'm trying to find a way inside this puzzle ball, but I'm not having any luck. Something good is inside, but I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, I don't know how I brought up the pipe. Anyway, Greg, can you bring up that show? I don't know how that came about where I said the pipe bomb. Okay, you might have to refresh all of our memories.
Yeah, Martez doesn't remember. I'm doing air quotes, but you can't
so
see
I
it.
So I bring up Chicago, and I bring up the female, and just as the show is going off the air, Martez says, there might have been a pipe bomb dropped there. And we're out of time, and we got to go. If that was it, we cut it there. And we danced around it after that, but he'd never let us near it. He kept us at arm's reach, jabbing away.
Martez. So let's see, we have two big zoos. There's two big zoos in the Chicago area. Did you visit the pythons at the Brookfield Zoo? Did you visit the pythons at the Lincoln Park Zoo? Where was this python, Martez? Where did this python get loose?
No, he said pipe bomb, like CM Punk, the pipe bomb.
I get it.
Yeah. Let's
there may have been
chapter.
A pun in there, though.
Ooh.
The reference
Martez,
may have been
are you
a
saying
pun.
It's time to move on to a different topic?
Yeah. Please.
Now, Greg, are you good? Are you whatever the information that's coming for the future for the Open Talk streaming, the future times? Are you going to be part of that?
Absolutely, man. We we're gonna. Me and another brother from the Open Talk family is going to announce something later on, something we're working on together that's going to be fun. And, Open Talk has been so good to me, man. I've been on Sports Talk in the D, Wrestle Talk in the D, and, every time it's just a blast, every time. And every time, man, it's the time gets away from you. It's whatever the show is set for, it's never long enough. You think, you don't have enough content to cover the audience. We've had times that our guests stood us up. I mean, we've had so many awesome guests, Pondo, Shane Mercer, Teddy Long, Teddy Hart, Ricky Morton, legends from Detroit like the DBA and MM3, the Suplex Shogun, international stars like Alex Nabeve. We had John Capital E Period Bravo, actually, and then, Briar Wellington, the first JCW champion, who's a good friend of the show and good friend of Open Talk and the promoter of Horror Slam, who actually the Detroit Wrestling Connection has sponsored the GCW show, actually. See, Martez is too humble. He doesn't brag about these things, but the official sponsor for the GCW vs. Horror Slam 3 show was the Detroit Wrestling Connection, and the official sponsor of this show coming up on February 18th is the Detroit Wrestling Connection.
Man, Martez, I didn't know that. What's up? What gives with the secret silence?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's a big deal.
He's quietly doing big things here in Detroit.
Yeah.
Doing big things here in Detroit.
Yep.
And sky's the limit,
trying to make something happen.
And we're just so blessed in the area that we're, you know, we're friends with so many promotions, you know. So there's some other things we've been talking about, doing some joint events with, you know, wrestling promotions in the area. We've had the owner XICW, the longest running promotion in Michigan, and somebody that, you know, I'm in business with, and, you know, they say 90% of being successful is being in the right place at the right time. And in the wrestling industry, I, as well as Martez, if not through me, is getting to know the right people at the right time in this town, you know?
Yeah.
And when people work together, awesome things happen, man. And, yeah, I just want to give a couple shout-outs to the Pro Wrestling Edge guys and another awesome wrestling podcast. You can catch them on every platform, you know, Spotify, they're on everything. And Wrestling Rage on YouTube. They have Michigan Independent Weekly, where weekly they have a show and they run down what shows are happening, where they are, how much they cost, what to expect on the show. And, you know, there's this awesome world out there of, you know, wrestling that's all around us. And I, through Open Talk Radio 313, I found your local product in Chicago. And shout out to Chris Miller. Dude's an awesome heel, dude. I love that guy. I can't boo him. Such a dick. I got all love in the world for a guy like that. All respect and love in the world.
We've had him on the show a couple different times. In fact, Steve, I think Steve is still doing an interview with him right now. Now, Greg, is there anything you want to promote or anything you want to get out there while you're still on the air here? Is there, if people want to rent a ring, it sounds like you've already got everything all sewn up. You're the man around town.
So, it's funny, my business, I've never even really said publicly that I own a ring. The right people know, when I got it, I said, you know, I wasn't going to rent to, you know, yarders. That may change in the future. People I respect have given me a different perspective on that. But, you know, I really just deal with promotions that use trained guys. And, I mean, I'm lucky to say that I literally know every promoter or wrestler within 100 miles of here, pretty much. And anybody who needs a ring, and this is the other thing, and I'll try to make a long story short, man. This is God, I believe, brought us all together on, you know, the Wrestle Talk and the D. When Martez opens it up, he always gives the credit there, and that's definitely where it's due, and that's what I believe brought us all together. So that being said, I was going to buy a used wrestling ring. It needed some things. I looked into it, and I was like, well, I might just buy a new ring if, you know, I'm going to invest all of that. And I prayed about it, and I talked to people I respect in the wrestling business, because post-pandemic, there is a building issue. It's all over Detroit. That's why some promotions are stagnant right now. It's why some are running infrequently more than they'd like to. And a lot of these buildings have a short ceiling, and nobody in this town has a short ring. So I bought one. Well, I prayed about buying one. And then the stimulus thing came through, and I literally bought the thing with a stimulus check, you know, and I put money into it, bought a trailer and improvements to the situation since then. But that's how I got in the wrestling business. And, I mean, to this level, to on the ring rental tip anyway, and it's, man, just been awesome to me. Said the wrestling business doesn't owe me anything, but it's been awful good to me.
Man, oh, man. Greg, you're a pretty interesting guy.
Thanks, man. I just want to give a shout-out to our three biggest fans, man, and no offense to anybody else, but, man, Jason Powell, Gina, and Stacy, our three biggest fans, our three biggest supporters, man, that – thank you guys for making us feel like stars. Cause I'm just a regular-ass dude who grew up in a trailer park in Detroit, you know?
Martez, what do you got to say? Are you crying again?
Yeah, I got a couple Kleenex in my hand right now, shedding these tears. But, Greg, all jokes aside, you're my brother, man. I love you. And we're going to continue to make magic, you know, continue to support each other. And I appreciate you being genuine and saying what you said thus far, man.
And, man, while we're on the tears, man, we got to give a shout-out to our fallen brother, Jordan.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Jordan Garber,
yeah,
I wanted to, you know, miss, man, really miss.
If he were here, he would definitely be on the show tonight.
He definitely would.
Yeah. He was another one that was meant for this kind of work. Yep.
Thank you so
much
for coming on, Greg.
And to change the mood, I'll just say, you know, F them kids. If you know, you know. Which, check this out. Merch is coming soon. We got F them kids merch coming very soon.
Martez, you got all kinds of secrets that Greg has given us some insight into. Swink and I thought that Martez was pretty mild-mannered until tonight.
That is how I roll. I just happen to have friends that's not. You know,
he's dropping pipe bombs in multiple states. He's doing something with the kids. I don't know what that's about.
No, that was just a gimmick for that show. That never really happened. All right.
Ooh, wait, he's breathing heavy and creepily.
Oh, man. It's not like I'm not hiding anything. I just never really, like, said anything about it. So.
Wait, I'm not hiding anything. I just never told anybody about it.
Sugarcoating things for children.
Yeah.
And you're doing your children any favor by sheltering them from anything because, I mean, this is America, and your kids are going to hear things. I'm just saying. You bring your kids to a wrestling show, they're going to hear things, they're going to say things. If you don't like it, F your kids, keep them all. I will tell you.
Man.
Well, Greg. Thank you. You set a mouthful, man. We're gonna let you go for the night. And
Martez is gonna get you out once again. Martez has gotta get you off the air now before you reveal too much. You've already been on
about
10 minutes too long.
You gotta get me off the air before I get
us
canceled. You've gotta get me off the air before I get us all canceled by the cancel culture.
Oh man. Thank you, right, Mr. Greg, for coming on.
No problem. And, hey, I read the contract. I knew I was here for the whole 4 hours. I was glad to sign it.
Oh, man. We love it. See, Swinky's happy to be here.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Ooh. Thank you, Mr. Greg. Yeah. Martez, that was pretty. Martez, this is a, I don't even know you.
See, that's what I was trying to avoid. You read too much into what he said.
The secret life of Martez.
Yeah. No. There's more to Marty Drip Drip than there's like Marty Flood Flood, I think.
I mean, of course there's more to me, but it's not I didn't go to Chicago and have sex or nothing like that. It was a joke.
Hey, you said it. Not me.
That's right. I can't talk right now because I'm laughing.
Yeah. Y'all been mean right now. How many more minutes we got? We got an hour and a half.
All right, how's this, Martez? Now, tell us a little bit about the Detroit Wrestling Connection, because you just had an event, and obviously Greg was saying how you got your fingers in all kinds of different things.
What?
And, Martez, get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, what is the goal? You got the Detroit Wrestling Connection. What's the goal? You've been having shows and pay-per-view events at theaters. You're bringing in special guests.
Yep. Well, it's weird. You know, my focus tends to shift, you know. I love open talk, you know, and whatever, but for a while I put DWC on the back burner, so now I do have a love relationship with DWC again, so I definitely want to pour into that more
I do definitely want to get into more autograph signings. We have a few more signings coming up this calendar year that haven't been announced yet. We got a few more watch parties that's coming up, and we got a few more other unique things that's coming up for DWC. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see the future of Detroit Wrestling Connection. So once again, that's pretty much it. We had a great time this past weekend. Kayfabe, the people's been. They tore the house down. They did a great job kicking off our Royal Rumble watch party. Coco will be on shortly, so hopefully he'll talk about that. Jessica Alaban, she was pretty cool. It was nice to meet her. She shared a lot of secrets with me about the inner workings of WWE, so it was cool for her to be here and talk about that. I'm just
trying to have
fun.
He does. Man of many secrets.
Hey, I'm just trying to keep busy so I won't get in trouble. That's really it. That's why I do these things, because I don't want to be at home thinking about stuff I shouldn't think about. And this is
that's
really why
I do
these things. Yeah, that's a tough place to be, man, when your mind is wondering. But I guess you can relate. But I'm excited.
Detroit Wrestling Connection is just trying to bring the community of wrestling fans together with some live events, watching pay-per-views.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get into talking to Coco about Kayfabe, the People's Band, later. And, Open Talk has been bringing all these people together and giving them all these opportunities. You're bringing people together in the regular face-to-face life, too, with the Detroit Wrestling Connection.
Yep.
And maybe making new friendships and giving new opportunities to new people.
Yep, and that's what it's all about. You know, I'm not going to lie. Hopefully I can make a little bit more change in the process. You know, that's part of the goal, too, is to make some coins doing this stuff. You know, I definitely don't want to keep doing it and not make anything. So that's one of the goals, too, is to make a couple coins off of doing this stuff. So that's that. Yeah.
Martez is not independently wealthy.
I'm sure not. I'm sure not, man.
All right. Now, have you recovered? Have you regrouped from your from Greg's appearance? Are you ready for another caller?
Yep. And just to let you know, Steve is on the line. I don't know when we want to bring him on, but Steve is. He did.
He's on the line.
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's put him on the air. 9:32. Central time.
I've been listening for the last 15 minutes. I had no idea Martez had sex in Illinois.
Oh. I had no idea Martez had sex.
I didn't.
I mean, Christ. You wait till the last show on Blog Talk to come out of the closet as a philanderer and a rich millionaire supporting wrestling companies across America? What the hell, Martez?
This, I should never have signed on for this show, you know, because look at me now, you know.
Wait a minute. I think I got it. He says he didn't have sex in Chicago, and it wasn't in Detroit. It was in Indiana on the road.
In a cornfield.
Hey,
in a cornfield.
No sex happened nowhere. No sex happened in
you
Detroit,
gotta watch
Indiana,
those random
Chicago.
Corn cobs, Martez.
I'm turning my mic on mute.
All right, so we'll let Martez recover for a minute. Swink and I, we will graciously welcome our co-host to the show. Steve, you have graced us with your presence. I've been picking on you for the last 2.5 hours. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you back on here. The unit is reunited. Steve, what do you have to say?
I'll tell you this. I was listening to you guys go at it while talking with Greg, and that was some entertaining stuff.
Martez is going at it.
He's going at it, too, in many different ways, but that's neither here nor there. It's fun to do this again. We haven't done this in a while, and it's kind of fun to hear the Macho Ghost carrying on like he always did, and it's fun to hear the deadpan Swink and Martez getting embarrassed. It reminds me of why I like to do these things to begin with. And without Blog Talk and Martez and Open Talk 313, we would never have had a platform a couple of years ago when we didn't have anything to do. So, I'm doing pretty good
with what I'm doing right now, but I wouldn't be doing any of it without the influence of this platform and Martez and the Macho Ghost giving me all my creative content for the last 25 years. So
God,
I have a lot of
thank yous. More like 35,
give or take a decade. But like I said, you know, without Open Talk and Martez and the Ghost and even the Swink, you know, I wouldn't have half the experience and half the fun that I've had. So thanks to all. And I wouldn't have missed tonight for all the tea in China. I'm sorry I got here a little later than I thought, but I'm glad to be here. And I'm totally vested in the next hour and a half. Let's kick some ass and do some fun shit.
Now we all, every of the fans all know, if they follow the fanzines, that Steve and I met in prison. And everyone knows that Steve and the Swink.
Rikers Island.
Ooh, the first time. And then everyone knows that Steve and the Swink went to school together at the Illinois Media Institution of Higher Technological Learning. What's the name of that place?
They screwed us out of 18 grand combined. Fuck them.
Ooh. Man. Shows like Devil's Radio and shows like that wrestling show, yeah, we know that, but I don't think we're all that familiar, and the Swink is silent. He's laying in the, you realize, Steve, he's like a sniper waiting to take the shot at you when there's an opening.
No, he just hates me and wants to just hate me in silence.
That's a good way to do it. It's a good dichotomy, because I hate you loudly.
Yeah, so it's the loud and the soft. It's like equal stereo hatred.
That's right. Now, how did you meet Martez? It was kind of a roundabout story, or not a roundabout situation, and it just kind of like, it was like kismet.
It's the dumbest story ever, but very funny nonetheless. So I was working at a company called GPW, and Braun the Lumberjack said, hey, can you do a podcast with a guy? He needs some help. Well, it turned out that guy was Jed Williamson, who is a current proprietor of Crash Tested Wrestling. And he
yeah,
said,
we talked about
him?
That before. He's not here because we didn't invite him.
Oh, well, there you go. He's missing in action right now. Nobody knows where Jed is. But that's a tale for another show.
Murder.
So he was. It might be murder. It might indeed. So he was doing this show called My Two Cents on Wrestling. So they asked me to do it, and I called Jed, and I'm like, Jed, do you want me to do this with you? He's like, yes. So I call in for the first time on this network, and, you know, that's when I met Martez for the first time. And, you know, I did my shtick, and, you know, when it comes to Jed, my whole shtick was to mock everything he said on purpose because, you know, we know what we like in history. You know, Bobby Heenan and Vince McMahon. Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan. You know, the adversarial commentary is what is pivotal in us being entertained as wrestling fans. I mean, you know, right, Macho Ghost? I mean, we love, you know, the King and JR bickering, right? Don't we love that?
Yeah, like Steve Arnett and Nick Hiatus.
Yes, like that. Like that indeed. And, you know, the Swink and I did do that, although we were both trying to get a word in edgewise with Steve Kenton. But that's, again, that's another story for another show.
The articulator.
So I was trying the whole time just to be the opposite of everything Jed said. And we got on this situation, you know, we did a couple of shows together. So there was a shtick on, I believe it was SmackDown, where Daniel Bryant and someone were fighting backstage, and they went into the concourse where the fans were. What was it?
Yeah, AJ Styles, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they're fighting in the gangways, and at one point Daniel Bryant took a fan's hot dog and threw it at AJ Styles. And Jed's hot take from that moment is, well, if someone takes my hot dog, I'm punching them out. And
ooh.
I'm like, really, Jed? If Daniel Bryan takes your hot dog at a WWE show, you're going to go after him on live TV? So I was absolutely stupefied. So I went at him like a howitzer. And every time we would talk and every time we would post on social media, I would make a hot dog joke. And it got so bad that Jen fired me.
Ooh.
Jen said, I'm not working with you anymore. You're fired. So, I, you know, as funny as it was, I felt a little bad because I was having fun with it. I enjoyed, you know, Martez and what we were doing, and I was kind of sad that I got fired. So a few days later, Martez contacts me on social media and says, listen, can I give you your show? Can I give you a show on this network? I'll produce it. And that's how we got GPW Tonight and eventually what became the Gorilla Position. It was just that easy. And then, you know, when I got in there with Martez and we were doing that, then I brought the Macho Ghost in because the Macho Ghost has been on every show I've ever done at every level, and it just worked somehow. So that's how we got here, and, you know, we've had some great times. I think of some of those interviews we did, with Nick Aldis and, you know, that bastard Ken Shamrock and the often hurt Leo Rush.
Ooh.
So, you know, God, we've got so many great moments, you know, and Martez, you know, was the straw that stirred the drink. He gave us the platform, and we got to run with it for 2 to 3 hours on a Thursday night. So, Martez, thank you. You're more influential in my life than many people have been, and I appreciate it and will always appreciate it.
Man, Steve, you know how I feel about you, man. I think you one of the best in the business, and that's why I reached out to you, because you're another person that just got that it factor, you know. So that would have been silly of me not to reach out to you. And I want to thank you for taking a chance on little old me, because at that time I was sort of just getting off the ground with this. And you decided to work with me, and I'll never forget that, and I will always appreciate that. And you've always been a professional. You've always performed at a high level. You know, whenever you did a show, even if you were tired, I know it's been times where you've been tired. You know, you probably didn't feel like doing the show, but you would still press and do it. You have a thousand things going on, but you would still come and press and do it. So I always will be appreciative of you and for accepting my invitation to come on and do your own particular show. And it was a fun ride. It's still a fun ride. You never know what may happen in the future. You know, we're still friends, all of us. You know, and you've always told me, you said you're open talk for life, you know, and
see what you do with the streaming service. So I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be listening.
Yeah.
And who knows if the time is right and we have some good ideas. You just never know what can happen. Never say never.
Never say never. So, yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate it. And that information will be coming out soon, but I'm keeping it pretty quiet for right now. But, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Now, Martez, when you first were working with Steve, what was it that you saw in him? I know you said he had the it factor, the X factor, the fish factor. What did you see in him that you wanted to put on the air and share with the rest of the people?
Yeah, I can't wait to answer this question. And this is why when I brought up earlier at the beginning of the show, the radio station that I was fond of, the radio station down here called Sports Radio 1130 The Fan, they were a very comedic sports station, a very edgy sports station. Fox Sports Radio, the same thing. They're pretty comedic and they're pretty edgy, if you will. And Steve, he came off as comedic and edgy and entertaining. And I'm like, I got to work with this guy. I got to have this guy come back on. And I'm going to say this to this day. I regret not telling Jed to change his decision on breaking ties with Steve at that time. I feel like that show would have been on a whole nother level right now. Because it had the it factor, and Jed was frustrated with him for poking fun at him all the time.
The hot dog king of Chicago.
Yeah. And I haven't heard from Jed since March. I hope he's doing all right.
Well, if it wasn't, yeah, if Jed didn't fire Steve, Swink and I would have been out of work.
True, exactly. Good point. Thanks, Jed.
Yep. So, yeah.
Martez, did anyone ever steal your hot dog in Chicago?
No comment.
No,
hot dog, all right.
Now,
let's focus.
All right, let's focus. Now, Swink, you've been awfully quiet. And Swink, we got to give credit to the Swink, because Swink's been like this poor, he's been stuck in the straight man position and has been on the phone the whole almost 3 hours now and has barely said anything and is not getting the acknowledgement that he should for the wonderful things that Swink does in his everyday life. He's an intangible. Swink, do you have anything that you'd like to say to Steve now that he's finally here?
I'm sorry. I don't think we have enough time for me to say everything I want to say to Steve.
Just remember, your car's going to break, Swink. Tread very carefully.
No, I talk to Steve all the time.
That's
right. I saw him a few weeks ago. I saw him in person a few weeks ago. So, you know.
Fair point.
We talk all the time.
You have a love that does not need to be spoken of.
I'll tell you this about the Swink. This is the truth. I have called wrestling matches with 50 people to this point at one place or another. And there are moments in every show where I wish I could turn to my left and the Swink would be there with his mocking gaze and him correcting me on calling something the improper maneuver.
Swink, what do we think about that? You're always on Steve's mind.
It's true.
Hey, listen, he did not appreciate when I was critiquing the CSW show.
There's a lot to critique. I'm an open target, so it gets exhausting after a while.
My favorite though was when he. My favorite was his enthusiastic call of a leg drop. He's like, finally, a move that I know.
That was just for you.
I
want to know is, when is someone going to take the chance, although I'm not leaving the house to do it, when is someone going to take the chance of a three-man booth of Steve Swink and the Macho Ghost?
If I could get the two of you to come out, I could get that done tomorrow.
Ooh. Swink and I will confer about it later. I didn't think Steve was going to say that.
Swink is just going to have to put three letters on his back that he doesn't want to.
Now, since we're now with Steve and we've chatted with Steve, we can't forget that we've got people on the telephone here. Now, who did you have next? Now, Martez, you were thinking of Gina next. I see that Jay Thunder's here. Now, those are good, too, but we're saving our regular cast of Detroit Wrestling Connection weirdos for the last hour, and I think they know who they are. And then we got Josh here, too, who's got a couple secrets that he wants to tell. But who do you think next? Should we go Jay Thunder?
Yep.
And Gina definitely are very familiar with Steve, so this is apropos timing.
Absolutely. And just to mention, Coco, he has a short time frame as well. So hopefully we can get through Gina and Jay Thunder.
Oh, let's bring Coco on right now then?
Yeah, let's get Coco out the way. And not saying it like that, but let's get Coco out the way. And then
let's
can,
get Coco
Gina.
Out the way. Man, Martez is now, we're seeing the true sides of Martez tonight.
He's knocking him down like a howitzer.
A sex freak.
He's dropping pipe bombs everywhere.
Oh man,
what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Black Man Coco P. Ware, Brother Macho Ghost, Brother Marquez, Brother Swink Turtle, and then no good Brother Stan. What's happening, y'all? So good to hear from you.
That's
Coco, fresh
thing,
off a live performance at the Detroit Wrestling Connection Royal Rumble party. What now? The kayfabe, the People's Band is up and rolling, playing gigs everywhere. What's up with that?
Oh, baby, that's right. We playing everywhere from Waterloo to Timbuktu. You know what I'm saying? We on the roll with the kayfabe mobile. We got the band rolling. We are hot. Like some donuts fresh off a Krispy Kreme fan belt line, you know what I'm saying? We ready, daddy. We doing the thing, you feel what I'm saying? Brother Stan, I need you to get on the horn in Chicagoland and talk to your people, talk to your kinfolk, Talk to all the rich folks you know out there and tell them about KFAB the People's Band. They need to book us soon because I want to get out to the good old Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying? Maybe catch a CSW show or whatever it is that you're doing as a general manager causing all that mischief. You need somebody to boo you right now. You feel me?
I feel you, man. I would love to have the People's Band to come out to Chicago and serenade us with a good time. I'm always working. I'm always trying, my friend. We love you down here.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And, hey, let me just say this right now. I got to show my love and thanks for my good friend, good brother Matez, a.k.a. Mata Drip Drip, a.k.a. the latest man, a.k.a. the Renaissance man. Listen, let me tell y'all something that happened a few months back on the 313
Reddit
our podcast.
Oh,
what's that now?
Wait, Martez is trying to – Martez, don't try to stop the story. Coco, keep telling him.
Okay, as I was saying before, see, I wish good brother Greg was still on the line with us because I wanted to jump in so bad and talk about a different moment where we had good brother Mata Drip Drip with us. And, boy, he was blushing like a little school girl because we embarrassed him good. But he know we was telling the truth because, see, brother Martez, in case y'all didn't know, see, when he meets a nice young lady that he wants to get to know and meet and date, he don't just give her some little pickup line. No, sir. Me and good brother Greg encourage him, drop a hot promo on her, you know what I'm saying? A mean one, you know, a Dusty Rhodes style hard times promo. And I gave him an example, and you know what brother Drip Drip did? Because, see, he knew we was telling the truth. He stopped playing some music in the background as I was laying it out, a nice little promo on how you win a nice young female filly out there. So, yeah, brother Martez is quite the ladies' man, in case y'all didn't know. He keeps it quiet because if he tells the whole world, he's going to disappoint the 15 other ladies waiting their turn to see his brother Drip Drip, you know what I'm saying?
It looks like in the secret messages here, Greg is agreeing with you. Now, Martez, first of all, you're not a sex freak, as you say, in multiple states. But now here's Coco, a close personal friend, saying that not only do you drop pipe bombs, that you drop promos on the ladies first.
That's right. That's how you hook them in, Daddy. The promos keep them coming. You feel what I'm saying? Bring all the butts in the seats. Or put butts in the seats, as they say. That's right. Brother Drip Drip knows what he's doing. And I just have to say,
yep.
Over the years, I got to show my love and thanks to good brother Mata Drip Drip because, see, before I even had a band, you feel me? Brother Tez believed in me, believed in the black man, believed in K-Fade. He said, hey, I like what I'm hearing here. I ain't heard a thing from y'all yet. But, oh, I love it already. I can't wait. And he was sending encouraging messages on the Facebooks and the worldwide internet saying, hey, this is the best kept secret going out. And so, you know, fate would have it. He and I will come together like a mega power handshake, brother. And we finally got together and did a first program together, the WrestleFest 313 that happened this past weekend. We did about 30 minutes of good music, playing everything from AEW to WWE, from the 1980s all the way up to today. And we had a fantastic time. Given that, brother Martez.
Oh, absolutely, man. I was nodding my head the whole time dancing. It was definitely an amazing concert. You know, I love when you play the Cody Rhodes entrance music. That really set things off. Like, I was surprised that you all played that, but that was one of my favorite ones that night.
Oh, yeah, man, but we had to throw some of that in there. We played a little Super Kick Party, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, we hit a little Voodoo Child. I bet you that's Brother Stan's favorite. He seems like a Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child kind of guy.
Oh, you're damn right I am.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know if...
Let me
know if he's
back of my hand.
Man, I know Steve's had people use voodoo dolls on him before.
This is true.
Oh, Lord, Brother Stan. What's going on with that?
I'm beloved. What can I tell you?
Well, I mean, that is true. I mean, they love you so much that they want to stick a pin through your arm. I mean, I guess so.
Ooh, It's like a vaccination
of love.
Hallmark,
but I'll take it.
How did you meet Martez, Coco? How did you two actually first come to meet each other?
See, it was through Facebook. You know, Facebook is a great place to meet all kinds of wonderful people, you know what I'm saying? I believe I happened to come across like an advertisement or something like that, and it was a tag team relief. It was a watch party and a can drive, and I was like, oh, this is awesome, putting wrestling together with a worthy cause. So I reached out to him personally and said, hey, I really like what I'm seeing here. Hey, I think I'm going to try my hardest to make that. And then, you know, just he and I talking from here and there over the past couple of years, personally through the Facebook. And so one day when I shared him about my vision about the band, he loved that idea. And from that point on, we just kept being friends, kept contacting, kept talking to one another, encouraging one another. And then I got the code to one of his watch parties, and, you know, we've just been inseparable ever since. I mean, we have phone conversations. Sometimes we'll talk for down there 2 hours just talking about everything from wrestling to how Mighty Drip Drip dropping these dope promos on these women folks and everything in between.
Coco brought it back to the women.
Hey, I mean, what can I say? He's an eligible bachelor, a handsome gentleman. I mean, why wouldn't he be a lady killer these days?
There's a reason why in the Fire Pro TGPW, one of his best friend groups is called Death by Snoo Snoo.
Oh my! Oh my!
Hey man, thank you for all the kind words, man. You are a true brother in the highest one. I know I'm saying all good things about everybody because I truly mean it about everybody. But thank you, man. You encourage me. You, in some respects, you're like a big brother to me because I will ask you from time to time things, and especially when it involves women, because it actually has been a while since I've been out there. So I always go to you. Well, I try to go to you every now and then and ask you about females. What should I do? What shouldn't I do? But even past that, man, I'm glad I had a chance to get to know you. You're in my life. We support one another, and I'm only going to continue to support you through the years, brother.
Well, thank you, Brother Martez. And, hey, Brother Ghost and Brother Brother Stan, Troublemaker Brother Stan, it's so good to see and hear the band is back together again just for one night only, baby. It's some good times, some good memories, some good moments, the way you two clash with one another, about the way we debate about wrestling, WWE and everything in between. I mean, this is a great time. This has been a fun show so far. You know, I'm very interested to see what the future is going to be. You know, we're going away from this platform, and there's going to be another platform. Oh, let me say this, man. Let me show you just how great Brother Tez is. He even allowed the black man to do a one-off radio program surrounded by the big four pay-per-views or premium live events for WWE. We just had last week, we did the Royal Rumble. You know, myself, Brother Ghost, and Brother Tez. Did we not, fellas, have a great time?
We had a great time. I was honored to be asked. Yeah,
it was good. I mean, we had to bring back the Ghost, baby, because we was missing you on the airwaves, Daddy. It ain't been the same. And now that you're back, all is right in the world. The pH is balanced. The water is fresher. I mean, it's cold outside, but the sun is shining, baby, ever since you came back to radio.
Oh, man. I don't even know what to – this is for Martez. I'm getting more compliments than I thought I would. It's a pleasure being on the air with Coco. Martez doesn't even know what to do with himself when Coco and the Macho Ghost are going at it. He's the only normal person in the room.
Absolutely.
So maybe up tonight I'm not normal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Between Coco and Greg, we're finding out that you're not very normal at all.
Oh, no, we can tell you some things, baby. We can tell you some things.
Well, it's a good thing this is the final show on Blog Talk, at least for a while. So.
Yeah, Martez is going to lay low for a while. Now,
yeah.
Only,
Coco, plug your stuff. Plug your stuff. Where can people find Kayfabe, the people's band, if they want you to play somewhere?
Okay, so, hey, reach us. Oh, by the way, I got business cards, too, people. I got business cards. So if I see you in person or you want me to take a picture of it and send it to you, dig this here. Catch me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And eventually we're going to be on the TikTok because I got to show some videos and clips of stuff that we have been doing since the summertime up till now. And, you know, we're looking to get booked some more. I want to do some traveling. Brother Stan, I need your help, brother. I think you can help me do a little networking throughout the Midwest area because I'm trying to hit up these Comic-Cons, Daddy. Because some of the ones up here in Michigan, they're being tightwads and playing silly games. I know there's some Comic-Cons and some wrestling conventions that want to hear some live in the Technicolor music because I want to hit up the Midwest real hard from Cleveland, even Cleveland, to Chicago, baby. That's right. And I want to hit up that Square Circle Expo out there in Indianapolis, baby. They're getting all kinds of good stuff, all kinds of shows, and Kayfabe needs to be the part of that. They need some live music, baby. So if you can help me out, send me to somebody. Give me some names. Because Kayfabe, we on the road, Daddy. We're going to be doing some good stuff. And before you know it, hey, you never know. Tony Khan might call us up to do some live music. Or maybe Jericho with the Jericho Cruise, baby. And, hey, I'll even go see the old man out there, brother, Mr. Vincent Kennedy McMahon. You never know what's going to happen. I'm thinking big, Daddy. I need to get a hold of WrestleCade. I mean, we out here, baby. We trying to do it all. Birthday parties, Bob Memphis, it don't matter. Quincy-era, we'll do all of them, baby.
Man, Swinky can do your Quincy-era.
There we go, brother Swink. What's happening?
What's going on, Coco?
Oh, man.
Hey, it's going, baby. It's going.
Someone's at the door. I heard the bell. Coco. We could obviously talk to you all night, and I'll be talking to you soon. There's a real WrestleMania with the quarterly specials with Coco and Martez. Now, Steve's going to try to sue you for infringement. The Mega Power Hour, he does the Power Hour, but because it's me and Coco, it's that much more mega.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
I love it.
But, Coco, thank you for being here. And, you know, we'll have to talk later and find out what's, you're going to have to tell us all what the real stuff is going on with Martez.
Oh, I can't wait.
See if you got any pictures or recordings or anything. That would be great.
Oh, no, I can't do all that now. I'll just share a few things, but I can't tell you everything now. Hold on.
Man.
We gotta keep the confidential somewhere. We gotta maintain the respect for Brother Martez that we have now. I mean, we might think about him totally different. We can't say everything, baby.
Man, that's true. We gotta keep up the kayfabe that Martez is a clean, responsible, respectable individual.
That's right. Kayfabe is a principle, baby. It's not just a thing, Daddy.
This is crazy, man.
Well, Martez, say goodbye to Coco. Coco, say hello to Sweet Denny, sensational Sweet Denny for us.
Oh, absolutely. And let me say, she was fantastic at our show this past week, and she was dressed down to the T, baby. She was a walking fashion statement.
She's belting out the tunes. Yeah, all right, Martez, throw Coco off the show before he embarrasses you anymore.
Good night,
all right,
everybody.
Brother Coco.
Take care of yourself.
Good night. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, he'll be calling you about 12:10 to yell at you.
That's quite possible. But we got about 55 minutes to go into this finale. And things are still hot around here. Are we going to take another call now, or are we going to get into...
Yeah, let's put it right in there. We don't want to run out of time. You can't see it now, but Steve and Swink and I are staring at you with a quizzical look on our faces, Martez.
It's very quizzical.
Yeah, hot
I'll
dogs and
it.
Stuff.
I'll explain everything later. I'm still that same Martez. It's just, I don't know. All right, let's go to Gina.
Gina!
Hi, bunch of ghosts.
Oh, man, Gina, you're here finally. I get to talk to you again in person. Super G Power, what's up with you?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm having a great time here. I'm meeting some new people. I'm hearing some wonderful and scandalous things about Martez. I got the swink. He's like the Undertaker, just in the background, silently stalking everyone. And then Steve's here. Can you believe Steve's here?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Gina.
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there.
I'm glad to hear that.
Now, Gina, real quick, the only bad thing you ever do is you always neglect the swink. For goodness sakes, finally, would you say hello to the swink and give the man some happiness in his life?
Hi, swink. You didn't let me get there, Macho Ghost.
Sorry, I made it jump the gun. Swink knows everything, Gina. So, Gina, what's going on with you? What's going on with you? You're always up to something.
Well, the promotion I work for had our first show last weekend. That went really well. We had almost a sold-out crowd in my hometown.
What's the name of the promotion?
The PWX promotion that I talk about when I come on.
That's right. I just wanted to see, that's when I play dumb, so then we can get the information out to the fans who may not already know, the two of them who are still listening.
And we had our first Christmas party, and I actually got an Outstanding Service Award.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I went in thinking, okay, if I get something, I get something. If I don't, I'm with my extended family.
Yeah, you can, when you're in that side of situation, you can't be expecting to win. You got to just be, like Martez, got to be humble. It's a thrill to be nominated and recognized, but then that must have been just awesome to actually get the award.
Yeah, it was. I was like, and then they did a Facebook Live, and they're like, go, go. And I'm like, I'm trying. My feet wouldn't let me go any farther than where I was standing. And I actually broke down and cried.
Man, that's pretty cool. Now what are you doing with the PWX now? You've been backstage. Haven't you been, you've been doing refreshments. You've been taking tickets. You were doing merchandise. You were doing everything there.
I'm still doing merchandise. We just got a bunch of new stuff, new merch. We got new shirts. We're selling popcorn. We're selling, you name it, we're selling it, basically.
Man, did you ever get any of those old Gorilla Position T-shirts? Are those half off?
No.
Did you sell Martez anything in Chicago?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
Nobody did.
Wow. 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 This is
now, anything new and exciting? That's any other extracurricular projects you're working on?
I'm just still working on my building for the Survivor Center. I still haven't found something. I'm still working on all that stuff yet.
You're still driven by your passion and your desire to help people.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't know what I would do without you guys. You guys mean so much.
Oh, man. Every time you're on, Gina, I say thank you so much. You give us so much credit, but we always got to remind you that you're the one who's the strong one. You're the superhero. You come out and you share some of the most personal things about your life, and you share them to get them off your chest and out of your head, but also to be an inspiration to other people the way people before you have been inspirations to you. And that's what makes you so cool, and that's what makes you so awesome. Super G power!
But I still couldn't have done it without you guys and Steve and giving me the opportunity with TJ to share my story. If I didn't share my story, I don't know. It would have been a whole different outlook, I think.
It helps to get it all out.
and it kind of gives you the strength that you didn't think you had, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever see Steve in real life at any of these wrestling shows?
Yeah.
Or is he ducking you?
No, he can't get away from me that easy.
Ooh.
He's
Steve,
right.
Are you ducking
That's
Gina?
Really true.
Huh? No, there's no way he can.
Nope, I see her at every CSW show. She comes and sits and gets into violent conflicts with many people.
That last one wasn't my fault, Liz. I asked the judge, thank you.
Man, oh, man.
I kind of got... When the Samoan and him went, and when the... Whatever happened, went, and I got... Because somebody happened to put my seats right by the lights, and I couldn't get away from the corner if I wanted to.
You had a front row seat, indeed.
Man, first we find out that Marquez is a sex freak, now we find out that Gina's causing trouble and picking fights in the crowd.
I did that! That was awesome, Jess! Thank you, Mom Sugars!
Oh, man, now she's picking on me! All right, relax, sister!
Gina, don't lie. You love hot chocolate.
No, I don't. He's a jerk.
Wait a minute. You know someone named Hot Chocolate? What the heck is going on around here?
Oh. But you know what? I love having my extended family.
Well, we appreciate you're glad because you call into all different shows too, like Stacey Sparkles, don't you?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, Martez, what do you got to say to Gina, who's always got nice things to say to everybody?
Oh, Gina, you know how I feel about you. You're another person there. That's been a loyal supporter to this movement that we've built here. I certainly appreciate you. You've always been nice, always been loving, caring, always going out your way to say nice things. So, Gina, I appreciate you. I certainly love you, and I hope you continue to support us. Sir.
Of course I will. My feelings towards you. And Macho Gust and Steve ain't gonna change.
Right, right. Cause in all seriousness, everybody that say they support you don't support you. So I'm not saying this just to say this. I truly appreciate it. Because it's hard to find true supporters in this line of work, as I've come to realize. So I want to thank you and everybody else.
You are very welcome.
Now, Gina, before we let you go to spread more joy and happiness throughout the world, what's up with your son, Logan? Has he gotten in any trouble? Last time we talked, he was giving you the smart mouth.
No, he just had a birthday. He just had a birthday at the end of January.
How old is he now?
12?
Man.
12.
Like, last year he was 11. That's hard to believe.
No, but do me a favor, Montrogoski, Marquez, and Steve. Logan, me and my mom are getting ready to take Logan to a specialist in Chicago for the missing chromosome. There's a team of doctors for the genetics specialist he's going to go to for the missing chromosome. And he goes in a couple weeks on February 17th.
Man, we're going to be thinking about him. Is this anything like he's been through before, or is this something new?
No, he's got the missing chromosomes, but we're taking him to the team of specialists so that he can get the blood work, so that we can get the blood work to see where the missing chromosomes come from.
Now, is this like a complicated procedure, or is this something that he's going to be able to go through pretty quick and pretty painless?
Blood work.
Less blood work. So that's not so bad, unless like Steve, you pass out when you see blood.
I'm only my own blood.
But if you guys would do that for me, I appreciate it, because I've been just, it's on the 17th as a Thursday. I don't know for sure if I'm going with my mom or one of our family friends, because she's got to go downtown Chicago. But I appreciate that. It's been very stressful because I know we got to do what's best for him.
But yeah, it's still difficult to actually experience it when you're going through it. But all these things, I would imagine, are going to be helpful, even though they may be difficult to do. They're going to be helpful and help you learn some new things in the long run that are going to make things even better for him.
Yeah, it's like I have to be tested. My mom has to be tested. My dad has to be tested. And just like I said, to see where it actually, where the missing chromosomes coming from. But me and mom talked. I know it's for his best interest.
Yeah. We're going to be thinking about him. We're going to be, is any kind of special message? We'll get a special message to him before the 17th to give him some support.
Yeah, I was blessed that when the last show, Cody James, I have a promo picture I got to get framed to give to Logan from Cody to help, because he was like, Mom, I don't want to have it. It's like, you got to, dear. It's like, I don't want to need it. But if me getting tested and it comes back on the genetic carrier, well, then it is what it is. Which I
it
hope
is
I'm
what
not,
it is, because it's genetics and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So don't blame yourself.
No,
it's
I'm
easy
not.
For me to say.
No, and if somebody would say, here's $1 million, I'll take your son, it's like, forget that.
I don't know, $1 million, Gina, that's a lot of money.
Well, that's only
you. You could have Macho Ghost.
What?
Steve, he's your partner in crime, you can have him.
Hell, we can cut that down to $4,000 if you want. He said, what, the blue light special this week?
But like I
everything
said,
everything must go.
I will see you in a couple of weeks, Steve.
Yes, we will see you on the 18th, my friend.
Yep.
Well, Gina, thank you for calling in, as always. Sorry you're having to go through all these tough things, but it's luckily you're a tough person and can persevere.
Yep.
And tell Logan to stay out of trouble and keep his nose clean at least till the 17th.
Well, I would call him, but he's in bed already for school tomorrow.
What is he doing in bed so early? Wake him. The show's still on for another half hour. What is he doing in bed?
Because he has to go to bed at 8 o'clock because he gets up early for the school, or gets up early for school.
I guess that's a good thing. All right, Gina, well, you go to bed too and stay out of trouble.
Hey, I'm never in trouble. I'm not like you.
What? I'm pure as the driven snow. Steve just said you're causing fights.
I did not cause that fight. He went and tried to hit a wrestler that was on the other side of the barricade, and he gets carried up by the security guard. That had
you're
nothing
just
to do with it.
You just love that hot chocolate, Gina. Don't even front.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
Well, hopefully when we get out, we figure out what Martez's plans are for the future. We'll be talking to you on the phone again soon.
That's fine. You guys got my support, even when you're off the air figuring out things. And thanks again for letting me be part of the show. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Gina. Thank you. Steve Martez, tell Gina goodbye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Gina.
Bye, Steve. Bye, Martez. Bye, Macho Ghost.
Screw you, Swink.
Bye, Swink.
Bye.
Swink passed out.
I don't know. Does anyone else have a taste for hot chocolate now? I don't know what that even means. All right, we got 40 minutes. We got to get to Josh. He said he's been on the line since 8 o'clock. I think that's passive aggressive.
All right.
Plus, he's got a couple of secrets. He says he's got a secret about something, and he also has the answer to way back when, seems like a week ago, when we were playing Stump the Swink. He says that Swink and Stoverload were both wrong about the first black world champion, but he says he's got the correct answer.
All right, let's bring him on. Josh is on the air.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Josh, thank you for waiting so long.
Hey, it's an honor, and you guys been killing it.
I gotta think that some other countries use the 3 hours worth of this show as torture.
Hey, listening to you guys, like, torture Martez has been funny, but Martez, I got your back, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
First, you're welcome. First, let me tell you, the answer to the question, you got to go all the way back to 1924, and his name was Reginald Seeky.
Whoa, Swink, are you still awake? I think Swink left. Reginald Seeky, he was the first black person to win a world championship?
He was the first world heavyweight champion in professional wrestling. And he didn't have to win the title because they had no champions at the time, so he had the championship. And he defended it, and whether what happened after that, I mean, that's just all history.
Man. What year was that? Did you say 1921?
1924. As Martez says on Wrestle Talking at D, I know my knowledge.
Man.
I wish I knew my knowledge. I haven't met my knowledge in a few years.
Man.
However, I would love to give you a very big exclusive about Mr. Martez.
A big exclusive?
Oh,
is this about hot dogs?
No, it's not about hot dogs. But
is it that hotel room night in Chicago that I keep hearing about?
Oh, no. See, I'm relatively new to this whole thing. I mean, September 28th is when I joined, so I don't know none about all that stuff. I know the pure side of Martez. I don't know that all that other stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. But
what's this big scoop?
Martez,
does Martez know what you're going to say?
Me and him have had conversations. And Wrestle Talking a D and the Detroit Wrestling Connection will both have their own merchandise line before the end of this summer.
What?
Yes.
Martez, is this true?
It's true. Yep, that's something that's in the works. Yep, and that's gonna happen before the summer is out.
Man, that sounds like Martez is lying, Steve. I don't know what's going on here.
Martez doesn't lie. He just shacks up in Chicago.
Man, I met Josh briefly over the phone at the Royal Rumble Mega Power Hour special. So Josh seems like a straight shooter. Martez is hiding out. How long have we been waiting for that gorilla position merchandise, Steve?
I wanted, the mouse pads and the mugs. Yeah, we wanted it all.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
We're starting out.
I thought Bill Alfonso.
We're starting out kind of small, just
us.
Shirts.
Commemorative spoons. We wanted the whole thing.
The whole McGill.
Hey, Macho Ghost.
Yeah.
Macho Ghost. At the end of the day, brother, all the merchandise you're going to sell with your stuff is going to outweigh anything that we're going to do.
Oh, man.
That's right.
I like the sound of that.
I have to say, Macho Ghost, I owe you an apology.
Whoa,
Last time we talked, you said you hadn't been eliminated from the Rumble, but I kind of spoiled it and said you did. You know what? You live in the annals of the Hall of Fame. You are a true legend, and at the end of the day, my hat's off to you, and all you're going to see is yourself because I'm bald and you can see pretty much the gleam from the top of my head. But still, you're a true legend,
my friend. I got sunglasses on. Don't worry.
Okay. But
I like this. Thank you, Josh. No, you finished. I get excited and I interrupt everybody.
Oh, no, you're good. Now, before I start on the complimentaries of Martez, I do want to say one thing. It was said from Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Ooh.
Do not go where the path may lead, and go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. And Martez, you are doing this. You are a true trailblazer. You are our king. You are King Martez, as deemed by WrestleTalk and it be. And whatever trail you leave, we will follow. And no, not like Bray Wyatt, because you're leading us straight into the light.
Josh, I don't know how much I got to pay you for saying it, but thank you. Thank you for saying that. All jokes aside, man, I appreciate you joining the team. You've been very loyal and trustworthy since joining the team. You've been a great addition to WrestleTalk and the DN, Open Talk 313. Again, as I say with everybody, you know, I can't wait to see what's next in the future. And hopefully I can still be someone that empowers you and helps you out in achieving your goals. So thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
No problem. Before I go, Macho Ghost,
yeah.
I want to challenge you.
Oh.
I want to challenge you to a... I want to challenge you to an oh yeah, and who says it better? You go first.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. It's me. How could he say it better than I say it myself?
You never know.
Here we go. Let me get myself warmed up here. Yeah. It's a good thing I greased up my lips a little while ago. Ooh, yeah. Dig it.
That was good.
That was in a 99 and a 1 through 10 scale.
We'll let the other host judge. Let me clear my throat. Okay, here we go. Ooh, yeah, dig it.
It's like I'm listening to myself.
Those are
all right, judges,
good.
We already know Swink's asleep. Steve, what do you got to say about this?
Well, I mean, Josh really brought the heat. I mean, that was impassioned. That was kind of a Macho King era, ooh yeah, little extra deep bass. You could feel the specter of Sherry there. So that was a hell of a job, Josh. But
thank you.
What I get from the Macho Ghost at every show we do, including tonight, that is traditional intercontinental beat up George the Animal Steel because I can. Keep Elizabeth under my shoe, Macho Man. So I'm going with the goat because I know where my bread is buttered.
Ooh, man. All right, Martez, now it's time to reveal who you think had the best. Oh, yeah.
All I can say is I think Josh would be a perfect stunt double for you. That's where I'm leaving it. If you had a multiverse, Josh would be you in another verse.
Oh man, I wish Swink was listening because we could get that going in the Star of Pro Wrestling.
Maybe Josh is Tom Holland and you're Tobey Maguire.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay. You know what? I'll say this, Mr. Ghost, Mr. Macho. My hat's off to you again, and I will always play second fiddle in the Oh Yeah contest to you because you are the true originator, my friend. You are the true originator.
Oh, man. Thank you very much for the compliment. Yeah, don't worry about playing second fiddle. We'll both do our own thing. You can have the oboe, and I'll take the bassoon.
Works for me.
Well, thank you, Josh. I'm sorry we're seeming like we didn't spend a lot of time with you. We're running out of time. But you came in with some concise words. You again had the nice things to say to Martez, and you're going to be part of the future, not just merchandise-wise, but you're going to be part of the future Open Talk, right?
Oh, most definitely. I'm like the NWO. We are for life.
Ooh. Speaking of merchandise, Martez, what do you got to say to Josh? He's about to leave. Are you still awake, too?
Oh, yeah. Jerry. Hey, Josh knows he's my brother. He's my man. And like I said earlier, many more memories with Josh.
Yeah, pretty soon. Just think, Josh, in a couple of years, you'll be able to call in and tell stories about Martez laying pipe bombs and eating hot dogs.
Only story I have about Martez right now is that the man has always had my back since the time we've known each other, and that I respect, so.
Thanks, Josh.
Well, thank you, Josh. Thank you for calling in. Man. That's Josh. Josh was just on the phone. Josh was patient, too. Thank you for being so patient, Josh. Forgot to say that. Yeah, see, when I first saw Josh and he was talking negative about AEW, and I thought, oh, I'm not going to like this guy. And now I've talked to Josh twice, and I think he's pretty cool. Doesn't sound like me at all. Martez, we got to get right to it. How about we do a little Rolling Thunder? Is Jay Thunder still there?
Yes, let's do Jay Thunder.
Let's get Jay Thunder on here because the thing about Jay Thunder, when the gorilla position first started, Steve was busy doing other things like he's always doing other things. I don't know what the deal is with this guy. But anyway, we needed someone to help fill in because Steve had no confidence in Martez and myself running the show by all alone. So we had a co-host who was Mr. Jay Thunder, and then some people started to think, well, wait a minute, we're not hearing Steve and Jay Thunder in the same place. What if Steve and Jay Thunder are the same person? But now we're going to clear all that up finally. We got Steve and Jay Thunder in the same place,
nightmare.
And then we got to find out if Steve ever replaced Jay Thunder's golf clubs or vice versa. Hello, are you there, Mr. Thunder?
Yes, I am here. It is great to be back on this show.
A pleasure to have you. Thank you for waiting. It's like he's the fifth Beatle or the sixth Beatle, I guess, if you count Turtle.
Well, I'm definitely glad to be back on this show. Martez, good to hear from you, man. Steve, it's always good to hear from you as well.
Now, is that true? Now, Steve and Jay Thunder, now you're traveling in the same circles in the different wrestling promotions. Have you ever come across each other? You've been friends and you've been foes. Where does it stand now? And Steve, did you ever replace his golf clubs?
I never replaced his golf club. But I laid my body and life on the line to replace him in a tag team match when he got taken out by high society recently. So I'm still licking my wounds from that ass kicking.
Well, wait just a second. So you heard it first. If anyone's not paying attention, you heard it first from the man himself that high society was the one to take me out.
They had to have been. It would take an army to take out a Jay Thunder. It's not one casual human that's going to take out the beast known as the Thunder Man. It is a group of people, and that's their modus operandi, which is one of the reasons why I left Crash Tested, because I can't handle that big-headed Antoine 2.0.
Ooh.
Yes. This makes me feel so much better because now I know the situation. I kind of had my thoughts, but now I know, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Steve, as much as I appreciate you laying your life down on the line, I definitely appreciate you like letting me know what's really going on.
Well, you deserve to know, and they've been up to some underhanded shenanigans. And Jed Williamson, the CEO, is missing. We don't know where he is. But rumor has it, in February, when you returned to Crash Tested, You know, there's going to be a new boss, and, you know, I certainly wish you well. You know, I'll miss not working with you there, but I'm sure you're going to do just fine.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely miss being your bodyguard. I think that this is probably one of the best jobs I've ever had.
We deployed you like a Sherman tank.
Sherman tank, that's that guy from Mr. Peabody in the Wayback Machine, right?
No, that's just Sherman. That's just Sherman. Gee willikers, Mr. Peabody.
Man, oh man, I remember when you guys were bitter enemies, how nice it is to hear you getting along so well.
Hey, Jay Thunder, the Thunder, saved my life after CNC Destruction bounced my head off a table.
Now, Jay Thunder, first of all, do you ever talk to Mama T? Are you still in touch on your brother, Little T, or whatever his name was?
Oh, don't get me started on that one.
Boy, never mind.
Oh, good Lord. Well, Mama T is still always at the Crash Tested show, so I still keep in touch with Mama T. Little T, I haven't spoken to him. He's been doing his own thing. He's not Little T anymore.
He's got Lando Calrissian as his manager.
And he's no longer Little T. He's Jax Johnson. So.
He's grown up.
Yes, he has officially grown up, and he's doing his own thing. And, you know, that's definitely a good, you know, sometimes brothers, they have to, you know, break away from each other to not be in their own spotlights.
I know how it feels. Steve broke away from me, and now he's famous, and no one wants to talk to me.
That's not true. Everybody wants to talk to you. We just need to get you out of the house.
I know. I was just trying to make Steve feel better. Speaking of things, moving forward, I'm never leaving the house again. Speaking of the Rasputin theme song, I haven't shaved or got my hair cut. I look like Rasputin. What's the future hold for Jay Thunder? What organizations are you part of, and what are you going to be doing?
So far right now, I'm still working with Crash Tested Wrestling right now. And so far, I'm hoping to come back in the future of Chicago Style Wrestling, CSW, and hopefully I might get more bookings in the future. Never know. Like, I definitely, if anyone, Steve and you included, if you happen to have any bookings that or people that need a big guy like me, you can let me know, because I'm pretty much free.
I got a few ideas. I'll get back to you.
A premium talented big man is hard to find. Now, how can people contact you directly if they want to hire you to bounce some heads?
Well, for the most part, everyone can catch me on Twitter. It is JThunder2009. The J and the T is capitalized. You can catch me on Instagram as well, the JThunder2009, and all of that is lowercase. And you can also catch me on my Facebook page, the J Thunder.
Ooh. Now, Martez, what do you think? J Thunder used to host a show with us. He's the only one so far. I think you have to give him a show on Open Talk just because.
Hey, I'll have a time slot for him. If he wants to work with us, work with me, I'm game to do it. I'm glad you tossed it over to me. I've always been a fan of you. You know, you got a great spirit, man. A couple shows that we did do together with the Macho Ghost, I enjoyed it. I think you are sensational. Obviously, I don't know you like that, you know, but the few times I have encountered you, whether you've been a host or Steve has brought you on as a guest, you know, I've really enjoyed you. Your demeanor, your presentation is absolutely A1. And you never know. Maybe down the road we can work with each other.
I definitely would love that. It's definitely good to hear from you, Martha. Like, I enjoy, you know, working in general. I'm sad to see that the show's going down for right now, but I'm happy that, you know, you guys have gotten so far, because everything is always great. The chemistry is always great. Everything's awesome. And not only that, like, I was hoping, you know what, since you're, Martez, you're out in the Detroit area, I was actually out there this past summer.
Oh, wow.
Now you got to hook up with Martez. We just had Greg on earlier, who's got all the connections. You got to get hooked up and have some matches in Detroit now.
Oh yeah, I was actually out in Detroit in the summertime this past year. I was working with Great Lakes Wrestling. It was a newer company. And they brought me out, and it was in Detroit, and it was fun. Like, I enjoyed it.
Great Lakes Wrestling. Martez, are you familiar with this new organization?
Honestly, no. Greg, he'll know about all that stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I only know like a handful of promotions out here, honestly.
Well, now you got a new one to look up.
Yep, I'm gonna definitely do that.
And you got to get Greg on the case too.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm gonna talk to Greg when we get off the air tonight.
After you talk to Coco and tell him not to tell stories. And we finally, and Steve and Jay Thunder, they're good friends now. This is so wonderful to see.
Yes. Ooh. I'm happy that I was able to get hired to, you know, bury the hatchet with Steve, because I think he's one of the reasons why I still wrestle. Because he's a great support system. He's very awesome. Very awesome.
Hey, you've always been a guy that's great in the locker room, and you always work hard and do whatever you can to help any promotion you're working for, and that is something money can't buy in this business. So keep pushing, kid. I know you're going to be great.
That's definitely good to hear from you.
Greg has a question for Jay Thunder. Was that the show with Super Crazy?
It wasn't the show with Super Crazy. It was the show with Rhino.
Show with Rhino? Close.
Yes.
Well, Jay Thunder, thank you. I'm sorry we were talking to some other people a little too long, and we're starting to run out of time, so I'm sorry to cut you loose so fast. But
oh,
you know,
no,
Steve's
no,
got
no, no, no.
Steve's
no,
got the
problem,
other show,
man.
The Power Hour. You should try to guest host on there. You should move in and take that over.
I'm gonna put the keys back together. I'm gonna bring you and Jax Johnson and his manager in, and we'll see if we can't give you the second worst manager next to Johnny Wild.
Oh, good Lord, no, not Johnny Wild. I'm trying to stay away from Johnny Wild.
Going from the Vanilla Gorilla to Lando Calrissian without the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, my goodness.
Colt 45s for everybody.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Jay Thunder. It was good to hear from you again.
Thank
you,
guys.
We got to
make
a tag team called Jay Thunder and Macho Lightning.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. It's wonderful to be on this wonderful ride with you guys.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being an awesome co-host. Who needs Steve?
Thank you. You guys, take it easy.
Man, oh, man. Jay Thunder and Steve are different people, so take that, all of you keyboard jockeys.
Conspiracy theorists.
Yes. Now, here we go. I said we've been talking too long to other people. We didn't talk too long. We had good conversations with everybody. Martez and I were like, can we really fill 4 hours? And here we are, Martez. We could probably fill 5.
Yeah. Does that mean we're going to a fifth hour tonight?
I don't think your contract runs out at midnight.
I forget we do have that overtime hour. I'm joking. We're not going past.
Yeah, Steve loves the overtime hour. He can't wait for that.
I know.
All right. Well, so we got to save some time at the end of the show for Martez. But, you know, we've been through all these great callers. But you know who we've come down to? There's two guys left. My son and the illegitimate twin brother of Roman Reigns. Can you put them on at the same time? Macho son Jason Powell and the big dog, the head of the kids' table, Kayvon Cherney.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jason, he dropped off. I don't know when, but he dropped off. Hopefully he calls back.
Well, and Kayvon, I don't know if Kayvon, will Kayvon have any trouble having the spotlight to himself? He's such a reserved and quiet, shy individual. Whoa.
No,
that's
I'm
not his
I'm
music
sorry,
anymore.
Well, not Man. Anymore. That's what I say. It's a special kind of theme song for if you was a part of my first podcast, The Gorilla Position, that you know this was the theme song back then. And Southwest. That is sad.
I will
not if you did
acknowledge
not accept
you.
Okay, but did you hear that? Steve just said he's not going to acknowledge you.
That is okay. Me, you see, Steve does not have to acknowledge me, for I am the one and only, the tribal chief, Kayvon. But you know, things so happen, goes around in a circle. Southwest, one day, man, you will meet inside that square circle.
Ooh.
And I will
and
beat you.
And when we do,
I
will be the one in God mode.
Wait a minute. Oh, man. Kayvon, Steve Shot, you and Steve have had a rivalry that will never end.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. I told Southwest that Steve and Jason was my greatest competitors. Southwest does not stand a chance against the Tribal Chief, and now I hear that he's gone. Oh, my God. Things just so happen to work out for the Tribal Chief, doesn't it? But that's not why we're here. We're here to celebrate. Martez Al, I raised a glass to you earlier. I will raise another glass to you, my special counsel, my enforcer, the person that runs the show, Martez Al. You have been there for me since I moved on the block. And, well, as you said, we have some stories that are something, that is something spectacular. Without you, Martez, the Tribal Chief would not be. Without you, I wouldn't be on this show. So, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one and the only Martez. He have created the Tribal Chief. Yeah, that's right. Without him, I wouldn't be born. And now look at where we are now. Steve, what's going on? Macho Ghost, the Swinks. How are you guys?
We are good. It's been such an uplifting night. It's just flown by. I can't believe that we've only got like 15 or 20 minutes left. It's been pretty crazy. Thank you, Kayvon, for always waiting. You said you were going to be on the whole 4 hours. I figured we would get you on a lot earlier. But once again, thank you for always waiting, always being patient, always supporting the show. You are the class act. Don't let it go to your head. But you're also, I've always said this, that Kayvon, he's always on his toes, and he is he's quicker on the mic than 75% of the wrestlers we've had on the show before. Kayvon is truly the biggest dog at the longest table. That's right. Steve, say something. I know it's going to be killing you, Steve, but can you say something nice to Kayvon?
I absolutely can. But first, can I tell a joke?
Uh-oh. If it's fun, you can tell a joke. Swink has dropped off, and I don't blame Swink at all. He has been sitting in the background for 3 hours or so, and then his call was dropped. Swink, thank you for being on the air. And as Steve says, doing the yeoman's work, getting no credit and not getting the praise that he deserves. And I don't mind that you dropped off the line, and that's okay. We'll be talking to the Swink soon. Swink's probably messaging us facts that we don't even know we want to know right now. Steve's got a joke, so this should be great, Martez.
I'm still
Martez.
Here, actually.
Oh, Swink's still here.
Swink,
I thought we lost
still
you.
Here.
I'm excited that Swink's still here. Steve's laughing.
No one acknowledges me. Your tribal chief.
Kayvon, could you acknowledge the Swink finally?
Well, after all, since I am the PGTW Open Talk 313 champion, I will, in fact, acknowledge the Swinks. But who I will not acknowledge, because he is irrelevant, he does not belong in the island of relevancy, the one and only Southwest. He does not belong in my ring. He does not belong on my island.
Oh, man.
Let alone he challenged me for my belt.
That's right.
It will be...
Twink. Go ahead, Kayvon.
I have beaten everybody that comes in my path. And, well, once I get done with him, I said this to him before, and I will say it to him again. Once I beat him, he will no longer be a part of this thing. And, you know, don't worry. His show will always be my favorite number five. I did say second, but then, nah. It was my fifth favorite podcast of all time.
Kayvon's not just burying Southwest Texas; he's burying all of Texas. Swink, I hope you're taking note because Southwest did challenge Kayvon for his Open Talk title in real life. So we're going to have to get some details and eventually have to create a version of him in TGPW of Fire Pro Wrestling, and then Kayvon. He will get that shot against you. And look, we got to tell Kayvon, too, we don't decide the outcomes 90% of the time, unless it's storyline related. We let the computer goes against the computer. So computer video Kayvon has been winning all those matches on his own.
That's right.
That's right. Now, Steve, you had a joke half an hour ago.
Yeah, just real quick.
Is it a knock-knock joke?
It is a knock-knock joke. Macho goes, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Kayvon.
Kayvon who?
Exactly.
Ooh!
Ho, 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 ho.
Man, oh, man. Kayvon, I don't know what to say.
Thank you, Brock Lesnar.
That was a nice joke. That was nice. Now, put Southwest in that joke. Then...
Ooh.
Then we'll have something to talk about.
Man, I don't think Kayvon's acknowledging you anymore. He's fixated on the Southwest. And I think you've dropped off of his map.
Yeah, I'm way out of the
league. Then again, me and Steve have come together on multiple occasions. If he needs my help, then he knows the tribal chief will help him. But in order to get to me, Southwest first going to have to defeat Steve, and Steve is a hard competitor to go up against.
I'm sorry, I don't take matches against geographical locations.
Ooh! We're all brothers of the Open Talk, bonded by static.
Bonded by static.
Martez, what do you got there? We're running out of time. You got to say something to Kayvon, and then we gotta say some pleasantries and let Martez wrap up this whole thing.
Kayvon, for those of you who know, I never really disclosed this, but Kayvon used to live across the street from me, so that's how I met Kayvon. we met because of my cousins. They told me that this boy across the street had a wrestling belt, and I've never felt a wrestling belt before. So I went across the street. Kayvon allowed me to hold his WWE title. Then they told him that I did podcasts or internet radio shows, whatever you want to call it. And he started listening, and we added each other on Facebook. And Kayvon has been my guy ever since. You know, he's a loyal supporter. For whatever reason, he looks up to me. You know. My real brothers don't even show me as much love as Kayvon showed me. So, Kayvon, I know we got a short amount of time. I want to tell you that I do appreciate you, man. And we throw out the L word loosely, man, but I do love you, man. And thank you for the love that you showed me. And hopefully we continue to make magic, as I keep telling everybody else, in the years to come.
Oh, yes. Listen, we always here for you. You know, Cool K, I wouldn't be here, so thank you. Cool K says thank you. I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Man, I haven't talked to Cool K in a long time.
Oh, yes, yes. Hello, Macho Boys. Hello, Steve. Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing? Listen, I'm not here for no beef or nothing, Steve. At Southwest, y'all, I got nothing to do with that. Just know that the Double Chief is on somebody's head. Somebody will get defeated. I can't say who.
Anybody seen Hubie Halloween? Sounds like an Adam Sandler voice.
Well, cool, Kay. Man, make sure you pass on our greetings to the Savage Warrior. Make sure you pass on greetings to Mama Jax. I'm sure she's in
and
bed
Bobby
by now.
We're
down to the last 5 minutes here, I think. Kayvon, you can stay on the line. You don't have to go anywhere. We talked to everybody but my son Jason, who probably waited patiently, and maybe we can get a hold of Jason, and we'll be having a Mega Power WrestleMania hour in about a month and a half or so. We can get Jason on there and talk to him, and he can tell everybody how much he loves Martez, because Martez, it sounds like you have touched the lives of so many people, and you've made their lives better, and your goal to bring people together and make these connections, that's exactly what you've done, and you brought all these different people together in one place, and now they're sprouting, and they're got their own wings, and they're going off in different directions, and they're all going to be part of your new vision. What do you think about that?
You know, I think it's an honor. You know, I don't really like taking compliments. I don't really like the spotlight. But I appreciate each and every one of you all saying what you said about me. That's 100% my goal, is to uplift and empower people. I'm not trying to get any gold medals in the process of it, but I do offer all the kind words you say in there. And that's my mission in life, is just to uplift and empower and help people get to where they're supposed to be. But you guys have helped me out so much, too. So it's been a two-way street. Let's not be silly here. It's been a two-way street. I want to take this moment. I want to thank Swink. You didn't join Steve and Macho Ghost when they asked you to join, let alone you didn't know me. And you joined me while with joining them, you joined me. I didn't even know if you were going to like me, man. But I appreciate you, man. It's been a blast to get to know you, do shows with you. You're actually my boy, man. You crack me up. I just want to say thank you, man. It's been a huge honor to work with you thus far. Hopefully we can continue to make more shows down the road and disagree some more about WWE. Macho Ghost, for whatever reason, like, you grew to like me. You've always encouraged me, empowered me. I want to thank you. You've been nothing but great to me. You've been a blast to work with on these shows, and also, you've been blessed to talk to privately on Messenger. So I really want to thank you. You were the reason this show was even created today, man. So you deserve your flowers, as they say. Steve, you know how I feel about you, man. You know, you took a chance on me when I was just getting started. You didn't know me like that, but you took a chance on me, so I'll never forget that. And, yeah, we don't talk as frequently as we used to, but don't think I don't appreciate what you've done. And everybody else who I can name right now, I want to thank you all for being a part of this movement. This isn't over. It's just over for Blog Talk Radio. It was time to leave. And I appreciate Blog Talk, but sometimes you got to go out there and change up some things. You know, we spent a long enough time here, so it's time to move on. It's not over by a long shot. We'll be back in April with something different, something fresh. For those people that wasn't on the show, Jay Williamson, want to thank you. You know, I haven't heard from you since March. I want to thank you. Al Miller, who passed away, thank you. If there is a heaven that I believe in, hopefully you're listening, thank you. Same as Jordan Garber, I want to thank you. Jatisha Taylor, I want to thank you for doing the show here. Kyle Ledbetter, I want to thank you. Jonathan Timothy, so many people to thank. That's it. This has been a fun show and everything that I imagined. And that's it.
Well, man, oh, man. We got, like, less than a minute. Let's just stay on until we get booted off, because that will make more sense than anything else.
Yeah, but we probably off to Easter.
Swink, you are Martez's wingman. You've always got his back with the ladies, at least pictures of them.
That is true. He's always adding a new one to his entourage as well.
Yeah, you're up to like seven women or something now.
That's a lot of women. I think on Fire Pro Wrestling, you need to restage that magical Chicago motel room night that I keep hearing about.
Ooh.
I just want to know.
We just went down there for some Giordano's pizza and then we came back. That's pretty much it.
Pizza!
Sure.
What were you going to say, Swink? You just want to know?
This was unrelated to everything. I just want to know why they're calling it the land air and sea at McDonald's. Like, what's the air? Because chickens don't fly.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
What a pleasure it has for me to sneak in. I want Martez to have the last word, but who knows when we're going to get cut off. But, man, have I had a lot of fun being on the air with you three guys and everybody else who called into, you know, except Turtle. And then, man, oh, man, it's like a dream come true if I had dreams this good. So thank you, Swink, for asking me to be on that wrestling show. Martez, thank you for welcoming me on here. You're thanking everyone for accepting you. Thank you for having me on. And Steve, I don't even know what to say. So, you know, I hate your guts, which means I love you.
Something like that.
Man, anything else, Martez?
Just keep an eye out or care out for what's to come for Open Talk 213 The Flash. We're going to stop for now, but we will be back relatively soon. And hopefully we can hear the same voices that was on tonight. Hopefully we can hear them in the near future. So for Martez, for everybody else, thank you. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.